A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Barachas Nun Ches, Barachas 58a, pagination page 115, starting from, I believe it's the sixth line at the end of the line, Va'omar Rav. And we're going to be dealing with the concept of multitudes of Klal Yisrael, the concept of interacting one with the other and finding each person's contribution to be indeed remarkable. You'll remember that when Moshe Rabbeinu asks for a future leader of Klal Yisrael, he asks, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, a person who has the spirit with him, in him. And Rashi says that he has to be able to have the spirit of each Jew, to be able to relate to each person's unique situation and likes and dislikes and talents, etc., to bring out the best from everybody, to recognize difference in people and to appreciate it. V'amar Rav Hamnuna, there's a special bracha. Haroe Echlusa Yisrael, if a person sees multitudes of Klal Yisrael, Omer Boruch Chacham Harozim. Blessed is the one who's wise of secrets. And each person's internal contribution and capabilities and what's going to be the key to open them up, that's known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we hope that the leader also has that knowledge. Skip a line, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Tafresh, in the middle of the line. Haroa Echlusa Yisrael. If a person sees the multitudes of Klal Yisrael, Omer Baruch Chacham Harozim, you recite this bracha, wise of secrets, She'ein Daitam Dome Zeloze. What's the essence of the bracha? Because people's das, their, it's not knowledge, it's their deeper perception of things, are not similar one to the other. And just as their faces are not similar one to the other, every person has their own contribution. Now we have a fascinating Gemara over here that if someone misreads it, it sounds like an act of haughtiness, but it's actually an act of humility. Let's read the text and you'll see what I mean. Ben Zoma Ra'och Lusa. Ben Zoma saw the multitudes of people, agav maila bahar abayis, while he was standing on the steps of the Temple Mount. Omar, he said, Baruch Hacham HaRozim, the bracha that we're saying, recognizing that the multitudes have many secrets, many different hidden contributions that each person makes, and they're very different. Ubaruch shebara kol elu lisham sheini. And blessed is he who created all of them to service me. Sounds like an act of haughtiness, no? They're all here for me. And there's an expression in Jewish literature, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, because of me, the entire world was created. It sounds like an act of haughtiness. Let's learn how Ben Zoma explained what he said. Because if you want to understand the statement, the first thing you want to do is go to the author and say, what did you mean? I always wondered in high school when we studied Shakespeare. You know, what would happen if you asked Shakespeare what he meant? And Lahavdil, but in great, remarkable comments, you have to ask the authors what they meant when they said it. You find, for example, we have a bracha, Shalo Asani Isha, in the morning. He didn't make me a woman. So, if you want, you can attribute whatever intent you can conjure up to the bracha, Shalo Asani Isha. Or you can go and ask the authors, go to their literature and ask them, what did you mean when you said Shalo Asani Isha? And you find out that they're talking about either being satisfied with your role, and women also have a bracha to express satisfied with your role, Or it's actually a specific thankfulness that you have something unique, which women don't have, which is certain mitzvahs that they were not obligated in and you are obligated in. But you have to ask the author what he meant when he said what he said. Let's ask Ben Zoma what he meant when he said, "Blessed is he who made all them to service me." Who are your Omer? Beginning of the next line. He used to say, "Kamo yigios yoga odam arishon." How much effort first man had to go through at shemasa pas leechol until he could have bread. Right. So you remember the way we learned that in Gan Eden bread actually grew from the trees, but once he was cursed that he has to work for his food. So Chorash, he had to plow, V'zorah, he had to plant, V'kotzer, he had to harvest, V'omer, he had to bundle, V'dosh, he had to thresh, V'zorah, he had to separate, Ubarah, to separate the good from the bad, V'tochan, and to grind it, V'hirki, to sift it, V'losh, to knead it, V'ofa, and bake it, V'achakach ochal. And then he was able to eat. In other words, he had no one to help him. There wasn't a baker, there wasn't a farmer, there weren't different people to fill different roles. He had to do it all. Va'ani, but in contrast, I, mashkim, I wake up in the morning, imotza kaleilu misukanim lefanai, and all of this is taken care of for me. I buy a piece of bread. That's what he meant when he said, all this is here to service me. It was an act of appreciation. How much he had to go through to create a garment, lilbosh, gozas, he had to shear the wool, velovan and whiten it, venofats and comb it, vetovo and spin it, veorag and weave it, veachakach motza beged lilbosh, and then he would have a garment. Vani mashkim, I wake up, umotza kol elu mesukanim lefanai, and all everything was taken care of. Kol umo shokto sevos lepesach beisi. Everybody comes diligently to interact. Vani mashkim amotza kol elu lefanai, and I have it all made. Who are you, Omer? And if you didn't get it yet, that this is not an act of haughtiness, it's an act of appreciation, that everybody has a different role, and as a result, we can become experts in our role and rely on other people to provide what they're good at. Who are your Omer? He used to say, Oreach tov mahu Omer. What does a good guest say? And we're all guests in Hashem's creation. Kamaturchos torach balabayis bishvili. How much effort did the homeowner go on my behalf? Kama basar hevi lefanai. He brought so much meat. Kama yayin hevi lefanai. He brought so much wine. Kama galuska osevi lefanai. He brought so many rolls. And he did it all for me. Now, did he do it all for you? That's an act of appreciation. That the table was set. Even though I had one roll, but they put out a bowl of full of rolls so that it should be appetizing and it should feel generous. That's an act of appreciation. What does a bad guest say? Hey, he didn't go out to any expend any extra energy. Pasachas achalti. I ate one piece of bread. Chaticha achas achalti. I ate one piece of meat. Kasachas shasisi. I drank one cup of wine. Kol terech shederech balabayizeh lo terech ala b'shvel ishtu ubonav. Really, he did it for his wife and his children. I took a little something. You know, if you want, I'll leave you a $5 bill at the end. And it covers my share. People are like this sometimes in a shul also. You know, you want me to pay for my lighting? Well, you had to turn the lights on for everybody else. So what happened? I washed my hands before davening. So how much is the water bill exactly? You want? I'll give you 2 dimes. It covers my shear. Oh, the air conditioning is working harder because I'm breathing. Okay, so once a year I'll give you a $300 donation. That should cover. Or, look at this majestic place. There's a roof. There's carpet. There are walls. and you did it all for me. If everybody would say that, it would be a different world. So that's Ben Zoma. And again, if you want to read Ben Zoma, An Act of Haughtiness, or the Talmudic scholars, they were self-centered. But if you keep going, after he says, blessed is the one who created all this to service me, it means that he looked at every single person in Klal Yisrael and recognized their contribution. And as a result, you'd be a happy person, appreciative person, and a person who's willing to give back to the people from who you perceive you benefited from. Yashar Koach, and have a good Shabbos.